Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, so pleased to celebrate 50 years of Buffalo Spree this month with editor Elizabeth Licata.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I must hasten to add, I've not been around for all 50 years of Buffalo Spree.
Nearly 20, though.
Nearly 20.
And we'll talk about that in a moment. Mm-hmm. But to celebrate 50 years, you didn't just focus on the evolution of Buffalo Spree.
No.
Your writers explored some of the trends that have changed Buffalo, especially in the two decades that you've been more of a city-centric magazine.
That's right. I mean, our version of Buffalo Spree is not really 50 years old. It is more like 20 years old, although we've certainly drawn, you know, on the history that Spree has had. And we're really great that it was so entrenched in the community when we came in. But when I looked, what I did is I went back and looked at all the issues, and I've been there since it was purchased by Larry Levitt. I went back and looked at what were the things that we covered over and over and over again. And it was really interesting to see that. And I was surprised in some cases to see, wow, I can't believe we had this many articles on this person. And why was that? Why was that important? Why was that important to New York? And a lot of the things that we covered over again were trends in New York, in Western New York, that had to do with maybe not newsy stuff, but definitely had to do with development, had to do with architecture, had to do with arts, had to do with food.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of food, I was struck by food trucks.
Yes.
You know, just 7 years ago, the food truck was totally new. Lloyd was selling tacos. It took a while for him to get the permits. A lot of controversy back then. But today, they're all around us, all different cuisines.
Yes. Well, you know, it's amazing how we take things in. We absorb them. We take Canal Side for granted. You know, I can remember, you know, just for one example, like maybe 60 years ago, someone said, Trader Joe's will never come to Western New York. Well, it's here. No one even thinks of it. No one talks about it. It's same with the food trucks. But when they first started, it was a huge thing. There were court battles. There were hearings in City Hall, hearings I attended. Our food editor at the time, Krista Glennie-Seshu, she was in the thick of this fight to make sure that food trucks could operate. Some of the brick-and-mortar restaurants were screaming that it was unfair. Now they're here. It's no big deal.
We pay tribute to your late publisher, Larry Levitt, in our press pass last month. His contributions are self-evident, but I'd love to talk about the staff. First of all, it's primarily female, and most of you have been there since Larry took ownership in 1999.
Yes, many of us came on board right after Larry took ownership. That definitely would include me, our sales VP and associate publisher, Barbara Max. Our creative director, Chassie Tabor, came on just a year later. So we're all of the managers, as we call them, are female. And so we're a female-run company owned by a female publisher, our Sharon Levitt.
So his wife has taken over the business,
yes,
and it will continue.
Yes, Sharon comes in every day, yes. Yeah. And she's delightful to work for. And it's great. It's just as great working for Spree as it always was.
Yeah. Now, what was it that brought you to Spree?
It's interesting. I was working at an art museum as a curator at the Castellani Art Museum, but I was also doing some arts editing and writing for Art Voice, just a little side gig. I've kept up my professional writing career since, you know, the early 80s. So I've been doing that all along, regardless of where else I worked. And so my Art Voice inbox had this ad for an editor of Buffalo Spree, and I knew what Buffalo Spree was. When I was at the Spectrum back in the 80s, we used to look at Buffalo and Spree, and I'm sorry to say that we were disappointed in it. We thought, this is not a city magazine. We knew what a city magazine was. That was New York Magazine. That was a city regional magazine. Spree was not that. So when I saw this, I was really intrigued, and so I called and went on an interview, and I saw Larry sitting at a desk. He had all these other city magazines spread everywhere, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Los Angeles. And I knew immediately what he wanted to do. And I said, you know, I don't even care if I get this job. I think what you guys are doing is amazing. I'm so glad you're finally turning this publication into a real city regional magazine. And as it turned out, I did get the job. So,
been there ever since.
Yes.
We all know the challenges facing the print medium in this era of all things digital.
Sure.
But Spree seems to be thriving. And as you embark on your next 50 years, what's the vision for Buffalo Spree?
Well, we've talked about this before. Spree is a niche publication. It's a city regional publication that's marketed to a very specific audience here in Western New York. So that's what makes, you know, that's what makes us relevant, because you have to stay relevant today. However, that being said, we have to look at all of our other options. We have to make sure that we have a digital edition. We do. We have to make sure that our website is vibrant. We have to make sure that our social media is alive. We have to do videos and push them on social media channels. We have to do other types of publication throughout the web and so on, and not just in print. So we have to make sure all that happens and do it with the leanest possible staff and lowest possible budget.
Are you running out of stories in a city the size of Buffalo?
Oh, never. Never. I just wish that, I mean, that's one of the things about being a monthly magazine is that you can't cover day-to-day stuff. There's always crazy stuff going on or interesting stuff or newsy stuff that I'd love to cover. There's no, you, how can you even ask this? A journalist like yourself, how could you ask, Mark? How can you run out of stories? No. You know you don't run out of stories.
Exactly.
I can't believe you're even, you should just strike this.
You've never said that to me before. I just, okay. The June issue wraps up with your Buffalo Days column, where
yes.
you pay tribute to others marking milestones along with you this year. What are some of them?
Oh, well, we're really thrilled that we're celebrating along with the Keenan Center, a wonderful institution in Lockport. We're happy to be celebrating along with Delta Sonic, fabulous place to get your car washed, detailed, whatever. We're honored to be celebrating along with Canada, and they're celebrating their 150th
sesquicentennial. Yeah.
Yes, it's very complex. You have to read the whole thing. So there's lots of different definitions of how Canada comes to be, and it could be a book all in itself. So those are that's very exciting, and many, many other anniversaries that I didn't even think to mention. I only had so much space.
Well, I'm marking a personal 40-year milestone this Friday. On June 23rd, 1977, I began my full-time career at WMNS Radio in Olean. I started as a DJ.
Oh,
and
okay.
This was the first song I played.
Ariel. A classic.
Remember this?
Just barely.
Ariel by Dean Friedman. It was number
yes.
one on June 23rd, 1977.
Oh, my God.
But a one-hit wonder.
Wow.
And that was also the year of Debbie Boone's
yes.
You Light Up My Life.
Yes, mm-hmm. That one I totally remember.
And the Bee Gees were releasing singles virtually every month from Saturday Night
Fever. Well, that was really the disco era.
Yeah.
And the beginning of the punk era.
I never envisioned I'd be doing this 40 years later. And I have to say, you know, one of the highlights of my career presently is getting to do this monthly conversation with you.
Oh, well, that's very flattering.
I look forward to it.
But you've had a very distinguished career, Mark. So, you know, I envy you for being a DJ on the radio. That sounds can't imagine it.
So you have a big party to celebrate
yes.
Not just 50 years of Buffalo Spree, but the release of the 2017 Best of Western New York. Tell us
yes.
about that.
Well, we do our Best of Western New York every single year, and it's like over 200 categories, and we put out a poll to the public, and then we also convene panels. So the results, the winners are a combination of those two things, and sometimes there's ties where maybe the public thought that a certain taco was their very favorite by an overwhelming majority, but the panel really feels that a better choice is X. So, you know, so maybe there'll be a tie or something like that. So that's how we come up with the winners, and then we love having a big party. We invite all the winners, and we invite the rest of Western New York, and this year we're very excited to be having it at the Hotel Henry in the newly restored portion of the Richardson Olmsted complex.
That's
on
fantastic.
July 21st.
The July issue is out this week, and can
yes.
you give us a sneak peek of what
we're
going to be reading?
It's really our summer, you know, in July, it's really all about summer and what you can do and fun day trips especially foodie day trips to go and like eat stuff and buy things to eat and go to farm stands and so on and just enjoy the gorgeous summer weather. And also we've got all of our calendars and all the like gajillion garden walks that there are and festivals and concerts. So, and also about, you know, Shaw, we've got our first Shaw reviews there and things like just, you know, celebrating. This is Buffalo's month, July.
And the issue release party is tomorrow night at the 20th Century Club.
Yes, at the 20th Century Club, which this is one of the very few events where the public would even be invited to come to the 20th Century Club. And it's not just at the 20th Century Club. It's in the 20th Century Club's amazing garden. So it should be wonderful.
Elizabeth, thanks, and happy anniversary.
Thank you, Mark. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.